Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brain Stuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're out there saving humanity from supervillains, does it matter how many pounds of carbon you use to do it? Gotham City would have been obliterated 100 times over if Batman weren't constantly bailing it out of trouble. But that Batmobile sure is a gas guzzler, not to mention the Batwing airplane, and the electricity bill for the Batcave is probably astronomical. So, is all that do-gooding really doing good after all? Some researchers from Stanford University presented a poster at the American Geophysical Union's 2017 fall meeting entitled, Stop Saving the Planet! Carbon Accounting of Superheroes and Their Impacts on Climate Change. The point of the project was to bring awareness to the fact that everybody on this planet has a carbon footprint, which is a calculation of how much carbon each of us uses in our daily activities, such as driving, eating, and heating and cooling our houses. The average American's carbon footprint is around 44,000 pounds, that's about 20,000 kilograms, of carbon per year. An average person in the United Arab Emirates uses a good bit more, and the average Peruvian uses considerably less. But what about your average superhero? Well, according to the study, they're all over the map. Take Superman. According to the comics, the Man of Steel is entirely solar-powered, which nets him a carbon footprint of zero. Bless him. Jessica Jones probably comes in slightly below the average American's carbon use thanks to her small Brooklyn apartment and reliance on public transportation. And Swamp Thing, what with his power to make plants grow, might actually have a negative carbon footprint. That's not the case for every Good Samaritan in a cape, however. The Oracle, erstwhile Batgirl turned computer hacker, might weigh in at a conservative estimate of 151,000 pounds or 68,000 kilograms, but the figure might be as high as 32 million pounds or 145 million kilograms, depending on how many servers she's running. Even Iron Man, who makes a concerted effort to employ green energy sources, would come in higher than the average American because of the sheer amount of tech that he uses. And the Flash, who can run near the speed of light, might require an insane number of calories to accomplish this feat, possibly as much as 89 million pounds or 45 million kilograms worth of carbon. But isn't this kind of a silly question for serious scientists to spend their time exploring? Poster co-author Miles Treyer, a postdoctoral researcher at Stanford, told EOS, "If I calculate my own carbon footprint, that's depressing. If I calculate Batman's carbon footprint, that's hilarious. So let's go with the hilarious. It's a way of tricking people into learning." Next, Treyer is setting his sights on the carbon footprint of supervillains. "One of my favorites," he said, "is Mr. Freeze, because refrigeration carries a pretty horrendous carbon footprint." Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other environmental topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.